bon sachant, nous allons nous quitter. Ingrat, vas-tu me regretter?
The Knight of the Sad Countenance, Don Quixote, or Don Quixote, lies dead. His squire, Sancho, weeps over his body and assures the knight that his message will live on in him. You've just heard a complete performance of Jules Massenet's Don Quixote from Lyric Opera of Chicago, of course based on the novel Don Quixote by Cervantes.
And that roar of applause is greeting our Don Quixote, the great Italian bass Ferruccio Furlanetto, who has sung this role in Toronto, San Diego, St. Petersburg's Mariinsky Theater, where he recorded it, also in Madrid and Palermo. Previously at Lyric, he sang two of his other signature roles, Boris Godunov and Fiesco and Simone Boccanegra. And the curtain will be going up on more bows. There it goes. And we have the entire Lyric Opera Chorus bowing with our chorus master, Michael Black. And Bradley Smoke, our bandit chief, is bowing. And Takaoki Onishi and Emmett O'Hanlon as our servants. Then we have Jonathan Johnson as Rodriguez, Diana Newman as Pedro, Alec Carlson as Juan, and Lindsay Metzger as Garcias. These four artists are all members of Lyric's Patrick G. and Shirley W. Ryan Opera Center.
And now they are making way for our Dulcinea. Clémentine Margain, the French mezzo-soprano, is making her Lyric Opera debut tonight. She is also especially recognized for her portrayals of Carmen and Delilah in Samson and Delilah. And now coming on stage, also in his Lyric debut, the Italian baritone Niccolò Olaimo, putting his hand to his heart and thanking the audience. He's going to be singing the title role of Simone Boccanegra later this season. And now, once again, our Don Quixote, Ferruccio Furlanetto. The Italian bass has been performing on the stage all around the world for more than 40 years. And as we said, he told us that Don Quixote is his favorite role to perform, and he's performed it many times. And Roger, you said he'd been here twice before here at Lyric Opera.
Yes.
Now we have Clémentine Margain asking our director, Sir Andrew Davis, to come to the stage, and he's asking the orchestra to stand as well.